the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. First up, Woman's Day wants to remind us that not only is today, if you're listening the first day that this is airing, this is Christmas, but tomorrow, the 26th, is Kwanzaa. Also from Woman's Day, Life Lessons from Woman's Day's Rabbi in Residence, Steve Leader. He says, at some point in their child's life, almost every Jewish parent says, be a mensch. That's M-E-N-S-C-H. Mensch means person in German, but it's understood to mean someone of good character. In our confusing world of celebrity and social media, materialism, coarseness, and violence, it can be a challenge to raise good kids. While there are no guarantees, here are the top 10 things I've learned about raising a mensch. I'm sorry, I got confused. First, teach children what success really means. When our daughter was little and people commented on her beautiful red hair, we made a point of asking, Hannah, what's more important than being beautiful? We taught her to answer, being nice. Now 31, she still remembers that lesson. The Talmud imagines that every newborn is visited by an angel who makes the child take a simple oath, be righteous and never be wicked. The child is not asked to be brilliant, popular, or exceptional in any way other than in character. Praise children for steering clear of cruelty like bullying, gossip, rudeness, or ridicule of a friend or stranger, and model the right behavior by steering clear of those things as well. 2. Follow your own lessons. Do we sneak children into the amusement park for the under 12 price even though they are older? Do we tell them to be nice to their siblings when we haven't called our own in months? Do we say how lucky they are but whine about wanting more ourselves? If you want to raise a mensch, do as you say. People tend to be good to someone from whom they want help. This is number 3. Friendship, intimacy, or money. But if our children, seeing us treat everyone respectfully, from strangers to clerks to telemarketers to the elderly, they will do the same. 4. A mensch doesn't disappear. When a friend or classmate is ill or suffers trauma, encourage children to visit or call. A mensch runs toward people who are suffering, not away from them. 5. A mensch knows the difference between an inconvenience and a problem. Do children see us angrier about traffic or an overdone steak than about racism or poverty? Teach children the difference between an inconvenience and a problem so they won't grow up to be selfish or petty. 6. A mensch doesn't gossip. 7. A mensch gives. Let children know and experience what you do with their charitable dollars, with your charitable dollars, and time. Then enable them to volunteer, earn their own money, and give at least 10% to charity. 8. Consider what derogatory words are said at home. Whatever someone's color, sexual orientation, or expression, age, weight, net worth, or religion, a mensch really doesn't care. Whether you view differences with prejudice or choose to affirm the sanctity of us all, your children are watching, listening, and learning to do it too. 9. A mensch is honest. When our son Aaron was 5, he admitted to throwing a rock into the neighbor's backyard and apologized. He was a mensch. It remains one of the proudest moments of my life. And 10. A therapist once told me that 90% of what she treated people for could have been prevented by ordinary kindness. Not being cruel means avoiding certain behaviors. Kindness requires action. A kind word, a call, a touch. The world is starving for kindness. If your children see you being actively kind, they will likely follow suit. More than anything, a mensch is kind. From Woman's Day, protect your peace. for Whiner's Day, December 26th. We asked psychologist and life coach Samira Freeman how to create boundaries with constant complainers. First, reclaim your time. If conversation strays into areas that are uncomfortable, emotionally draining, or stressful, shift gears and respectfully excuse yourself from the dialogue. Turn down the volume. It might not be possible to disengage entirely, but try limiting the number of occasions for or the length of conversations. Share your truth. Interject with your personal experiences. This may help increase their awareness of experiences outside themselves and help cut down on their complaints. From Magnolia Network, the space between. Nearly every day we have the chance to connect with someone we don't yet know, to join one another on this shared journey. All day long, we're walking through them, connecting points. We stand in line or aisles. We pass each other on sidewalks and in parking lots, sit next to one another in waiting rooms or subway stops or car lines. And within that space between strangers is where possibility hangs in the air like ripe fruit. And we have the chance to reach for it. We have the chance to reach for a moment when, instead of being strangers with eyes averted or cast down or out of reach, we become humans noticing other humans. We say hello. We comment on our surroundings or situation. We ask a lighthearted question. And just like that, the space narrows. We've reached for a connection and now step into something new. Maybe we're both in line for the same reason. We both use cauliflower for rice, or both served in the military, or love the same author, or are heading to the same city to get back to the family who raised us. I always get here early, she says to me. We're at the departure gate, waiting for a flight, the sun yet to rise. I smile. I always get here early, too. I still get lost at this airport, I offer back, and roll my eyes at myself. You heading home? She asks. I nod. I tell her about where I've just been, where I'm going. She joins in, and along the way, we realize we both lived overseas at one point. We both get homesick. We both had a feeling we'd end up returning to the places where we started. As fast as we come together, we go our separate ways and begin to board the plane. That's probably the last time we'll see each other, but the space between strangers has gently been filled, and I fly home with a light heart. I think how simple that was. How much better it feels to live that way. Sometimes it only takes 2 minutes to establish camaraderie. Sometimes the connection ends after a simple hello or smile before you keep going your own way. But even that quick moment is enough proof, reminding us we're not bound to solitary journeys. Reminding us that underneath the paths we're moving along is a root system of connectedness that overlaps and crisscrosses, and holds us all so wonderfully together. And acknowledging those roots of connectedness is one of the easiest additions to our days. It is so free and ripe for the reaching that our sidewalks and airports and grocery store aisles could burst with them. All those connection points found. So today, let's keep our eyes up. Let's find each other on this shared journey. From Woman's Day, all hands on deck. The existence of Card Playing Day, December 28th, reminded us here at Woman's Day that what a great family activity card games can be. The holidays offer the opportunity for many game nights, so for families with little kids, we suggest something simple like Go Fish or Crazy Eights. And for adults, classics like Hearts, Canasta, and Cribbage. Who knew, right? Card Playing Day, December 28th. From Good Housekeeping's Nutrition Lab, question, how do I eat to keep my blood sugar in check? Their answer, much of what you eat raises your blood sugar levels. It's what should happen as your body turns the food into fuel. But certain foods, think highly refined carbs like white bread, pasta, and candy, digest quickly and can cause sharp spikes in blood sugar followed by a crash, leaving you drained and lethargic. Fiber-rich carbs like veggies, fruits, and whole grains are more blood sugar friendly as they digest slowly. Even better, pair a nutrient-dense carb with a protein or a healthy fat, such as an apple with peanut butter, for sustained energy. See below for more healthy swaps. Instead of soda, they recommend you try fruit seltzer. Why? Sugary drinks like soda are the biggest source of added sugars in our diets. Sparkling water with a splash of fruit juice like Spindrift is a natural low-sugar sip. Instead of cereal, try steel-cut oats. Oatmeal tends to be higher in fiber and lower in sugar than boxed cereal. Skip instant or sweetened versions of the oats. My favorite is Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved McCann's Irish Steel-Cut Oats. It is rich and nutty, and you can dress it up with healthy add-ins. Here are some add-ins. They did a whole sidebar on this. Make your morning even more delicious with these add-ins that are packed with nutrition. So to your oatmeal, you can add a combo of mango, pomegranate, starfruit, and coconut, or apples, cinnamon, and chopped walnuts, or dried cranberries, pistachios, and orange zest, or banana slices, blueberries, and chopped hazelnuts. All of those sound really delicious to me. Maybe I'm just getting hungry. Instead of white rice, 50-50 rice. Instead of eliminating rice completely, try subbing cauliflower rice for half. As a side dish, it still feels substantial, but it significantly cuts carbs and adds nutritious veggies. Instead of white pasta, try chickpea pasta. Legumes won't rapidly spike blood sugar levels thanks to their high fiber and protein content. Try pasta made from chickpeas, lentils, or even veggies at dinner this week. Add some sautéed veggies and a protein to round out this blood sugar-friendly meal. And instead of sports drinks, try coconut water. Save the sugary sports drinks for competitive athletes. Water is usually fine, but if you need to replenish electrolytes, try nature's sports drink, plain 100% coconut water, not coconut milk, coconut water. I learned just last week that coconut water comes from unripened coconut, and coconut milk comes from ripened coconuts. From Good Housekeeping, the Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month is their Furniture Clinic's Leather Saver. This kit combines a cleaner, protectant, an applicator sponge, and a buffing pad to deliver brilliant results our cleaning lab loved. It's the Furniture Clinic Large Leather Care Kit, $35, available on Amazon. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Good Housekeeping analysts report that this handy kit stands out as a one-stop solution for the cleaning and care of leather furniture, bags, purses, clothing, and more. And they give four reasons. One, grime eliminator. In tests, the solution worked well to remove dirt and brighten a leather recliner and a leather purse. It even removed dye from jeans that had rubbed off onto a leather car seat without damage. Two, foolproof use. Simply apply the liquid cleanser to the leather with the included applicator sponge and wipe clean. It won't leave residue behind. Good Housekeeping pros also liked how easy it was to work into the grooves of the grain. Superior Stain Guard. The protectant's creamy formula imparts an invisible shield to help repel spots and safeguard pieces against future staining. It can even help make some accidents, like ink marks, easier to remove. And four, Glow Enhancer. Nourish and add a soft, supple sheen by applying the protectant to leather with the included pad and buffing lightly. Regular use can give your leather goods a long life and help them age gracefully. And another from the cleaning lab. Question, What's the best way to tackle odors so my home smells fresh? Their answer? Household odors show up at the worst times, and they can often be difficult to get rid of. Even worse, you may not even notice them until you leave and come back in. I recommend being proactive about odors by keeping your indoor air moving. Open windows, install exhaust fans, and run air purifiers. Then address the source, whether it's excess moisture or stinky pets. Finally, choose products that eliminate odors rather than just masking them. Otherwise, smells will return once the scent fades. Some of my favorite lab-tested and proven odor busters are below, and there are four. First, Neat Closet Freshener. If a closet smells stale and dank, your clothes can too. Set Air Boss's no-spill dehumidifier pouch on a shelf to absorb moisture in the air. Toss when the beads turn to liquid. It's the Air Boss no-spill dehumidifier, $10 at Walmart. Speedy Air Freshener. When you need a bathroom smell or any other tackled pronto, new Febreze Air Mist does the trick. It dispenses as a fine mist that lingers in the air for longer-lasting scent. It's the Febreze Air Mist, $4 on Amazon, and probably available at the grocery store as well. 3, an inviting candle. Fry bacon, and your home soon smells like a diner. Diptyque's candle nixes food odors with notes of basil and mint. It's the Diptyque La Droguerie Odor Removing Candle, $75 at DiptyqueParis.com. I'll spell that in case you want to spend $75. DiptyqueE and the word Paris, PARIS.com. And more reasonable, a Genius Germ Zapper. Odor-causing bacteria on soft surfaces like sofas and pet beds make them stink. Clorox's free and clear disinfecting mist kills germs and deodorizes fabrics. It's the Clorox free and clear disinfecting mist, $7 at Walmart. And 4 ways to stop stinky smells. While you can't completely prevent odors in your home, you can work to control them. Try these tricks. 1, use fans. Flip on kitchen and bathroom exhaust fans before cooking or showering to get the air moving and draw out odors and dampness quickly. Open doors. Basements and closets can smell musty. Leave doors ajar for better circulation. 3, wrap food scraps. Food waste can stink, so use foil or plastic you're discarding to hold bones, peels, and wet bits before tossing them. Keep spoiled food in the fridge or freezer until trash or compost pickup day. And employ enzymes. Wash smelly pet gear with an enzyme detergent like Good Housekeeping Seal Star Tide. For carpet stains, use an enzyme spray like Bissell Professional. And moving to some recipes here for your New Year's Eve party ideas. I've got a few. First, Manchego Devils on Horseback. All right, just the name interests me. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time is 40. And it serves 12. We need 2 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 2 teaspoons pure maple syrup, 1 teaspoon olive oil, 24 medjool dates, or approximately 12 ounces, split open and pitted. For 1 4-ounce block of Manchego cheese cut into 24 equal pieces. You can see where this is headed. 1/3 of a cup sliced pepperoni. No, I'm sorry, pepperoncini. Whole different thing. Vegetable, not a meat. Pepperoncini. 6 thin slices of prosciutto, about 3 ounces, cut lengthwise into 1-inch wide strips. So, heat oven to 400. Line a rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Insert a wire rack. In a small bowl, stir together the vinegar, maple syrup, and oil. Then stuff each date with 1 piece of Manchego, 1 sliced pepperoncini, then wrap with 1 strip of the prosciutto. Place seam sides down on prepared wire rack. Bake until cheese begins to soften, 6 minutes. Brush with vinegar mixture and bake until prosciutto is crispy and cheese is melted and warm, 6 minutes more. Sparkling pomegranate punch. That sounds great for New Year's Eve. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes plus freezing. We need 3 small Bartlett pears divided, 1/2 cup pomegranate arils plus more for serving, 3/4 cup brandy, 1/4 cup pure maple syrup, 3 1/2 cups pomegranate juice chilled, 1 cup tangerine juice, 3 tangerines, 1 bottle of sparkling white wine, chilled. Halve and core 2 pears, then thinly slice and scatter in a bundt pan along with pomegranate arils. Fill 2/3 of the way with water and freeze until solid. In a punch bowl, stir together brandy and maple syrup to dissolve. Add pomegranate and tangerine juices and stir to combine. Thinly slice tangerines into rounds, core and thinly slice remaining pear lengthwise. Add to the punch bowl. Add frozen ice ring to the punch bowl, then top with sparkling wine. Ladle into ice-filled glasses, spooning in fruit as desired. And a cinnamon-scented icebox cake. Oh, that one said it served 8 to 10, by the way, the punch. The cinnamon-scented icebox cake, active and total time, 25 minutes, plus chill time. We need 1 2-3 ounce box of cook-and-serve chocolate pudding, 4 cups whole milk divided, 1 14-ounce box of cinnamon graham crackers, 1 2-3 ounce box cook-and-serve vanilla pudding, 1 1/2 cups heavy cream, 1 1/2 tablespoons confectioner's sugar, 1/4 teaspoon fine sea salt, 1/2 tablespoon unsweetened cocoa powder, and 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. Prepare chocolate pudding per package directions. Meanwhile, in a 9 by 13 inch baking dish, arrange 1 layer of graham crackers in the bottom, breaking as needed to cover the entire dish. 6 to 7 crackers total. Spread chocolate pudding evenly over the graham crackers. Prepare vanilla pudding per package directions. Meanwhile, arrange 2nd layer of graham crackers over the chocolate pudding, breaking as necessary, 7 to 8 crackers total. Spread vanilla pudding evenly over the graham crackers. Cover and refrigerate overnight up to 2 days. When ready to serve, using electric mixer, beat the heavy cream, confectioner's sugar, and salt until soft peaks form 1 to 1 1/2 minutes. Spread evenly over the vanilla pudding. Using a fine mesh sieve, sift cocoa powder and cinnamon over the whipped cream. So it makes a pretty nice size dessert. It serves 12. Not too hard either. Also for your New Year's, jalapeno cornbread. Prep times 5 minutes, baking time is 40, and it makes 8 servings, 4 tablespoons or 1/2 stick unsalted butter, melted and cooled, plus softening butter for the skillet and serving. 1 cup all-purpose flour, sifted, 1 cup fine stone-ground yellow cornmeal, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 cup heavy cream, 3 large eggs, 1 cup drained canned white corn, 1/4 cup chopped drained pickled jalapenos, and 1/4 cup chopped drained roasted pimentos, optional. Position rack in the top third of oven. Preheat oven to 375. Butter a 10-inch cast iron skillet. Whisk together flour, cornmeal, salt, and garlic powder. Excuse me, in a large bowl. In a medium bowl, whisk together the melted butter, cream, and eggs. Add liquid ingredients, corn, jalapenos, and pimentos, if using, to the flour mixture. Stir until moistened, but not overmixed. Batter will be thick. Scrape batter into prepared skillet and smooth the top. Bake 40 to 50 minutes or until the top is lightly browned, edges are browned, and a tester inserted in the center comes out clean. Slice warm cornbread into squares and serve immediately with pats of butter. And how about overnight black-eyed peas? Prep time's 10 minutes. You have to soak for 8 hours. Cook for 3 hours, but this makes 8 servings. 1 pound dried black-eyed peas, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 4 ounces boneless pork shoulder, 2/3 of a cup finely chopped yellow onion, 3 cloves garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/8 of a teaspoon cayenne pepper, 3 cups chicken broth, 1 14.5-ounce can stewed tomatoes drained, 1 4-ounce can diced green chilies, 2 bay leaves, 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Place black-eyed peas in a large bowl and add enough water to cover by 3 inches. Soak at least 8 hours or overnight. Drain. Melt butter over medium in a large soup pot. Add pork. Cook 3 to 4 minutes per side or until golden brown all over. Add onion, garlic, paprika, and cayenne. Cook 3 to 4 minutes or until onion is tender, stirring frequently. Add drained black-eyed peas, broth, stewed tomatoes, chilies, and bay leaves. Bring to boiling. Reduce heat to medium-low. Cover and simmer about 3 hours or until peas are tender, stirring occasionally. Discard bay leaves. Stir in vinegar and salt. Serve hot. Store leftovers in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 5 days. Add a little chicken broth before reheating. And how about white bean dip? 10 minutes is your active time and your total time, and it makes 1 1/4 cups. We need 1 15.5-ounce can of cannellini beans. Those are white beans, rinsed. 1 clove garlic. 1 1/2 tablespoons rosemary leaves, chopped, or about a tablespoon. Kosher salt and pepper, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, plus 1 tablespoon lemon juice. In a food processor, combine beans, garlic, rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Process until mostly smooth. With the machine running, drizzle in the oil and add lemon zest and juice. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Have a happy new year, and thank you for listening.